What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Here with you on a hump day. Got Rats Off a Ship coming on later this hour. Got to get you your training camp reports, which are always brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Miami Dolphins in Detroit. Marlins are in Cleveland. Oof, last night, tough.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, a couple of home runs for the Guardians, and Marlins are in a tough way right now. Not playing good baseball.
I mean, like it's weird because in baseball you hit more ruts than in any other sport, right? And the ebbs and flows of the season, you know, happen more. They're happening with everybody. There's teams on 10 game, you know, 10 out of 12, and there's other teams that are losing 10 out of 12. But the Marlins have put themselves in a position because of how they started the season. They don't have the luxury of going through it again.
Time is not their friend.
Right. Exactly.
We're in the middle of August, and you kind of need to get going. And especially, you know, look, they didn't just make deals to make deals. They you know, went off of Jesus Sanchez, which was fine. I was okay with that. Especially the way Marcy came up and started off with them. But, you know, it's been a tough way right now. Rest of our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Oh, my goodness. They are destroying me.
Who?
Over ramen. Why? The bougies. I just call them the bougies.
The bougies?
Yeah, you ready? Leroy won't have pizza in Italy because he grew up eating bagel bites.
That's funny.
Won't eat sushi because he once ate a sardine out of a can.
That's true.
Leroy, what you're saying, the Kraft macaroni box isn't... is what an Italian restaurant is going to feed you. Shaking my head, uncultured.
Got another injury update for you. This is not on the Dolphins, Leroy, but your other closely followed franchise, the Browns. Shedeur Sanders injured in practice today. Oblique injury.
Ooh, too much throwing.
Too much throwing. That's a banged up QB room. Snoop Huntley week?
Oh. Man, I like when I said, hey, we need to see more, like he could have solidified his position, but now he's got the, you know, the stomach, the groin, the abdomen, it's all connected, man. It makes it hard to throw a football.
Yeah, they said he suffered it while throwing. He was held out for rest of practice.
Think about it in baseball when guys – swing and miss, and they have that oblique injury. It's brutal.
Brutal, dude. The big news from Dolphins camp today, Chop Robinson was carted off. Can we get something less scary than a cart? I don't like the term.
Wait. Here's the kicker. Especially when he can walk.
Scooter?
It's a show.
Can I get a scooter?
No, It's a shoulder. So when you see carted, you're thinking, uh-oh, knee, ankle. You know what I mean?
Can he take a pony ride to the facility?
Let's just say he got scooted off.
Scooted off.
That was literally one of the biggest parts of Hard Knocks last night, was the guy getting an upgrade on his scooter. I don't know.
Why do you put yourself through that?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to. Episode 3, I think I'm out.
See, I think you keep watching just because of me, because I told you it's garbage.
I can't deny it has been garbage. I can't deny that it has been garbage. That is the truth.
But it seems like the more dysfunctional the team, the better Hard Knocks is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know if you're going to Buffalo, they're not dysfunctional.
But you can give more than they want. They're giving zero.
But that's okay. Go to their coach and their quarterback. What interests you there?
I mean, one is married to a starlet.
But that's not like that. You're not gonna always get that. Some people like to keep their personal life.
What about some warts? Give me some warts. You know, people thought I was a bum coming into the league. Thought I wasn't gonna be any good.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Slashing out. Other injury news around the league. Sauce Gardner was held out of practice today, according to Coach Aaron Glenn of the Jets, because of calf soreness.
You know how I feel about that.
Careful.
Gotta be
careful with that injury.
Yeah. I've never been more terrified over a calf injury in basketball and football than I have in recent history.
Oh, man, it's been brutal.
Yep.
And the age of some of these guys getting hurt, too.
Right. And I don't know why I ask myself, is it the field? Sometimes having too much grip on a field with shoes is not a good thing, because it puts more pressure on your body. Sometimes you need to maintain, be in a good position so you don't slip. And when you're in situations like that, you put your body in a better position to be able to withstand that. When you're getting great grip, you're just out there running because you know you're not going to slip, and it puts pressure on your knees, your calves, your Achilles. So I don't know if that plays a role in it, but we have one Achilles I can think of when I was playing. All I was playing, that was Dan Marino. That's it. That's the only Achilles I can think of during my whole career.
Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald says, Amon-Ron St. Brown is like that. I don't think I read that right. Is like that. He has straight up dominated the Dolphins' corners. Even worse, he's doing it really respectfully and with a smile.
How's it going on the other side? Is Tyreek practicing?
I haven't seen anything about Tyreek Hill. I haven't seen that he was practicing, but I haven't seen a highlight. I saw one thing about Jalen Waddle having a red zone touchdown, but I haven't seen anything about Tyreek Hill today.
You think so? So, given the past, or the end of the last year, you think it helps or hurts him in trying to rebuild his, you know, his respect in the locker room? Does it help or hurt that he doesn't practice?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't help. I mean, you want to be out there, but also he is at the point where, like, you know, you feel like you could wind up the cheetah and he can go.
Yeah, but again, we're dealing with another side of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with him trying to regain that respect from his teammates. And can you do that if you're not practicing?
He's got an oblique too, I believe. That's what his injury is.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's an oblique.
You know why I never had an oblique injury?
No.
Because I use my obliques all off-season golfing.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. You're claiming you never had an oblique because of golf?
Yeah, because I'm always using it. I'm always using my oblique. I'm always using my core. I'm always exercising and stretching my core so I could golf.
So
pretty flexible.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure that's not just bro science?
It probably is, but I'm going with it. But think about it. Think about, so that's why I would say kickers and quarterbacks are good golfers, because they do a lot of the same motion as you do in golf. So it's very rare for a quarterback or a kicker, if they do golf in offseason, have oblique injury, because they're working their obliques all offseason. Not saying it's not possible. And yes, it is some sketchy and shaky bro science, but I got facts on my side.
I mean, you just have results on your side. We don't know that
results.
We don't know that the facts were because you golfed. You love it. Like, you would have golfed either way.
There's a lot of guys playing football. There's a lot of guys playing football right now that work out the whole offseason, and they don't put the torque on their torso that they put on until they start practicing in camp.
I don't know about this. I can't.
You can't say it's not right.
I can't say it's not right, but I don't think this is. I don't know.
Bro science. I mean, if you want to chalk it up to bro science, tell me how I'm wrong.
I'm not. I just think it's more bro science than it is just science.
Okay.
I don't know. Brittany, do you buy into this, that Leroy's golf?
It does make a lot of sense.
I think it's bro science, but I mean,
I can't deny
him. He's not wrong. Like,
right.
It's hard. It's hard. We need to see some. We need to.
You sure you didn't also do a lot of sit-ups in the off season?
I did a lot of core work in the summer, in between when I was running and lifting weights, so I could still be flexible enough to golf. So I did do a lot of ab work, a lot of core work, a lot of groin work, stuff like that, because that was part of my golf swing.
All right. I mean, okay. I'll let it buy it out.
The first time somebody go a little twisty twist with their torso, now all of a sudden they grabbing they tummy, like oblique injury. Ow. Guess what?
So what he's saying, Cheetah is
Think of all the oblique injuries. How many of them golf?
I don't know. I haven't.
See?
I'd have to take a database of who got oblique injuries.
Does Leroy dress up to golf? No, I don't. You listen, I coordinate, but I ain't dressing up.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to go see Adam Sandler at the Kaseya Center on September 7th, we got your chance to win tickets. Just text the word HAPPY to 20357. That's HAPPY to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. So check that on out. Miami Dolphins got themselves some practice today with the Detroit Lions. The big news is that Chop Robinson got injured at practice today. It's an unspecified injury, but some people, boots on the ground, are saying it was an arm shoulder situation. We're keeping an eye on it, checking the Twitter wires for anything, but they're still practicing right now. So it is it's still practicing right now, so we don't have any quotes on it or anything like that. So we'll see. There's a Lions reporter from The Athletic who says Lions linebacker, this is a guy named Colton Pouncey, Lions linebacker Grant Stewart is standing on business today after his comments about the Dolphins, LOL. Physical as hell out here.
20 minutes ago?
He did get roasted in one-on-ones by Julian Hill.
One-on-ones? What did I tell you about one-on-ones?
I don't know. I forget.
One-on-ones. It's like for pass protection and for pass coverage is like really unfair. There's no scheme. You're just out there running routes, you know?
Well, according to the Lions boots on the ground people, physical yeah, going on.
That was what you wanted to get out of this. That's what you wanted to get out of it. You wanted your team to face, to realize what the physicality of the teams that are competing for championships feels like.
According to Marcel Louis Jacques, VSPN, they say that their Lions reporter from ESPN, Eric Woodyard, says that the injury appeared to occur during a scramble for a loose ball.
Yeah. Oh, so he stuck an arm out, got it jacked up.
Yeah.
All right.
Brutal. So Jalen Ramsey was on The Pivot with Channing Crowder, Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor. And he kind of opened up about the trade and how the whole trade went down with the Dolphins. And this is what he had to say on the whole situation, on how the trade went down.
It was in the works for a little minute, I would say.
So he knew something else.
It was in the works, but things had to get put together the right way. Things had to come together from my standpoint, to the Dolphins, to the Steelers. I think all of us had to come to a, I guess you could say, agreement. We all had to come to a consensus on what it would be. I do appreciate the Dolphins and them working with me and David, you know, not just, hey, this team called and, you know, we're going to send you here and this and that. Like, right. It wasn't any of that. It was very open communication with, this is, you know, y'all been good to us. I've been good to y'all. Like, let's do it the right way. Let's go to a team that's going to be able to compete. Let's go to a team where there's a lot of respect for the head coach in there and, you know, the staff, a place where I can continue developing, playing at a high level, maybe be versatile. And then, you know, I had to let David do his thing too. You know, the money was involved. So he did his thing with that. And then, you know, obviously the Steelers, you know, they really wanted me here. And, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted to be here as well. And so I just it got to a certain point where I was like, everything is good on my end. Let's get the business handled. Y'all do that part, and y'all let me know when it's a go. So that kind of took a little minute to get done. But once that got done, it was like, let's go.
There you go. That was Jalen Ramsey on The Pivot. Your reaction?
Okay. I was cool with everything. But then he threw something out there that would indicate the real reason why he wanted to be out of Miami in the first place. So while we sitting here talking about all these nice things and cute and, yeah, respectful and all that, why did you have to say, yeah, I wanted to go somewhere where they respect their coach?
There's a respect for the head coach, yeah, which everybody does respect Mike Tomlin.
Oh, but that's not... Okay, I get that, but that's not a dig on Mike McDaniel and why the original situation presented
itself. It's a pot shot.
Okay.
It's a pot shot. It's not a direct shot.
And wait, you know me. I'm the one that always call you off of these things.
I honestly saw, and I know a lot of people noticed it, and I'm sure it is a pot shot. I honestly didn't think, I thought for Jalen Ramsey, I thought that was like, that was shadow boxing. That wasn't even sparring. You know,
well, that's because you followed his whole career,
you know,
and he said some crazy things. But if everything was kumbaya and worked on together and everything, you didn't have to throw that out there.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to, but in the midst of a, you know, I also think he could have dove off the deep end if he wanted to. I actually kind of was hoping that he would. I would, because I want more insight onto what happened. You know, like I wanted.
You don't need. You know what happened?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, Tyreek really? Hill's still here.
Wait, think about it though. All of the talk before he got traded as to why he didn't want to be here was centered around that.
That's Mike McDaniel.
What we were hearing.
No, we were. Yeah, that was reported that him and Mike McDaniel had a falling out.
Or what, he didn't want to be somewhere where they didn't respect the coach.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wanted to be so, like, obviously, the whatever respect that was there, which seemed publicly for a while like it was strong, obviously was irreparably broken. And so, I don't know. That's what I'm fascinated by. It was like, why is it that this guy got to a point where the Dolphins had to get him off the team? That's what I'm wondering. Because Tyreek Hill's still here. And they didn't feel that way with Tyreek.
So somebody just pointed out, and I will throw this out there, that maybe he had a problem with the way they handled the Tyreek situation. And he thought, how are we going to ever turn this around if guys can just go and do whatever? I mean, I don't know. Like it all seemed, let's just put it this way. All this seemed to start happening after the Tyreek Hill situation and how they handled that.
But
then all of a sudden off the top rope, Ramsey's like, I'm on out.
I'm out of here.
Like, I'm out. Peace.
Go ahead, Brittany.
But I don't think that Jalen Ramsey's like has a very high moral compass. Like, I don't think he has a very high moral ground. Like, we know what he's done in his past career. And like,
well, that was interesting because it was actually the second part. There was another part of the interview, which I'll play for you here from the pivot, which I actually had more of a problem with this than I did the shot at Mike McDaniel. Because like, again, like, I'm not surprised he's going to throw a little wink shade at it, but this one to me was even more interesting because it's like, oh well, that's not great. Here was him on, you know, what, why he wanted to come to Miami.
And when I got traded from LA, I was like literally praying to go to Miami, like, and it was probably not for all the right reasons. Obviously football has always and will always be very important for me, but I also had other things in the back of my mind too, like, yo, I want to live in a good city. I want my kids to enjoy life and, you know, be in the sun and have pool year round and this. I want my family to like coming to visit me and this and that. It was other stuff that added on to that as well. With this decision, I'm like, I promise you, I prayed to God completely different than I prayed like the last trade.
I'll tell you what's opposite from Pittsburgh and Miami. When you pray for the wrong reasons.
I don't know. Tell me what you have a problem with that, because I don't really see a problem with what he said.
Because
I don't have a problem with it, but I do have a problem with, look, if all the things you say are true, then you're more inclined to make things work. Right? But for him to all of a sudden end up in Pittsburgh, and the reasons why he's in Pittsburgh have nothing to do with the reasons why he was in Miami, right? It's just you're just commenting so that you can make your decisions fit. And so, like, once you say why you wanted to be in Miami, you can't then just flip the script a couple of years later and say, well, that's why I was cool with going to Pittsburgh, because I wanted something totally different. Like, you are the one that's confusing, like, the situation. Nobody else.
Yeah, but I think the idea that, like, even if you wanted to be in Miami just because of the glamour of Miami and you feel like you're motivated by the wrong reasons, I don't feel like he's alone in that. I do feel like there's plenty of people who have used this place as kind
of it's intriguing. Like, you think of the no tax.
Yeah, like a stop.
You think of the sun. You think of all the things. Yes, I fully 100% get that.
Tyreek Hill basically said that when he came to Miami, that part of the, a lot of the reason why he wanted to come here was because of the tax.
Yeah, the taxes.
So
just look outside. Yeah, why plenty of people are coming out.
Like it wasn't like he was coming from Seattle. He was coming from L.A.
Right.
So I feel like he's just saying, like, I agree with Leroy. He's just saying things to fit his narrative. Like, he's just saying things because he wants it now to fit his narrative that he's in Pittsburgh.
Right. He's trying to justify being in Pittsburgh now, when the last two plays he was in was, like, beautiful.
Yeah, well, like, I think when if you're really praying to God and he's like, if you want a place with no distractions and no Astron, boy, do I have the city for you. Jalen?
He can go 3 hours west.
Jalen, we're sending you to Pittsburgh.
Then you got to play Jesus music.
Astron.
No, it's no Astron. We're going to replace it with steel workers.
Too much Astron. You listened to us last time.
You went to the snow. Amen.
There's nothing but snow and smog here. And not just a bunch of thongs.
You left the ocean for Lake Erie that freezes in the winter.
Oh. Such angelic voices. You guys are great.
Beautiful. It's truly beautiful. Very beautiful.
Wait, that's all it took to get you on the screen?
You know, I heard the holy music, so I had to come on.
But you know what? I never thought about that. Right? I never thought, because I was in Cleveland, then I went to Baltimore, then I went to Carolina, and I lived in the offseason in Florida. So when Minnesota called, I'm like, I'm good. Chance to play. Right? I never thought about, because I had already played in Michigan, Cleveland. Right? So, like, it was just about playing.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's like, if anything, Tobin, you should be happy that he's gone. You should be happy about what he said, because his driving factor was never football.
Well, I think it's not that I'm happy that he's gone, Brittany. I guess it's just like when he says the Mike McDaniel stuff, it's like, yeah, I kind of knew it. Like, we knew. And I know
I get it, but
he's
going to
have pot shots along the way. That's
it
how it is. Jimmy Butler's going to have the same way with the Heat. But I'm just like, oh, man, that's why you wanted to come to Miami, probably for Astron? Like, that's.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's Jalen Ramsey. Like, what did you think he was coming here because?
I actually thought Jalen Ramsey was coming here. I mean, like, he did come off of a Super Bowl from the Rams. I was hoping there was going to be some focus on football, but I understand it's a powerful beast down here to distract. By the way, I have a tweet here from Colton Pouncey, who covers the Lions for the Athletic. He tweets, "That was the most lopsided joint practice I've ever seen. Lions dominated both sides," to which Barry Jackson comment tweets, "Discouraging."
Yeah.
That's not great. Another guy says,
"You need to." And so today, when they have meetings before practice tomorrow, that's going to be addressed. Simple as that.
Mike Payton, who also covers the Lions, goes, "Either the Dolphins are really bad or the Lions are just a juggernaut. Not a great day for Miami." Barry Jackson then goes, "Multiple Lions beat reporters were mortified by Miami. Sigh."
Not in a good way?
Not in a good way, dude.
I think the sigh means no.
Yeesh.
But like I said, until you actually have to deal with it, you won't know how to handle it. And I'm willing to bet that in these meetings later, right, they are all going to be challenged. They're all going to be called soft. And they're all going to be asked to respond. And that's what this is for. This is the exact reason why you practice against Detroit. Keep in mind, Detroit been playing this way for 3 years. You've been playing this way for a week and a half. So, like, yeah, it's going to look a little crazy, but I'm not discouraged. What is more important to me is, let's watch these tweets tomorrow. and see if these coaches get after these players and say, we going out like this? You going out like this? The mantra is you've been soft for the last 3 years. You finally play a team that has some stones and you curl up and cry in the corner. Let's go.
Nolan Bianchi.
And see how the guys respond.
No,
this is what this is for.
Nolan Bianchi, who covers the Lions for the Detroit News, says Jameson Williams, Lions receiver, and Ifeatu Melifonwu just got into a post-practice dust-up.
Too late. Too late for that. Fight during the game. Don't go meet somebody after the locker room after you already got your ass kicked. Too late. That's reality of it.
Travis,
like, there's nothing but you have a problem with somebody who want to fight after the game.
Tua is speaking to the media. He was asked, this is from Travis Wingfield's Twitter. Tua's asked, how do you move on from a tough practice? He said, quote, you don't. You face it head on.
Yeah. Like, you show all that film. Show all that film. Is that, hey, what part of this is us being tougher? Put it on the players. Listen, they've all, listen, contrary to popular belief, all these damn football players on the Miami Dolphins have played physical football before.
Mm-hmm.
Stop acting as if like this is the first introduction they've had to it. Now, maybe they've gotten a little careless because of the style of football they played the last couple of years. So challenge them. Challenge them to be more physical and to fight like hell and to compete like hell. Because guess what? When Dan Campbell first got to Detroit, the only thing he talked about is how they were going to compete. Right? So, yes, you got beat up. You got bruised. This is no different than a football game. I've seen teams get dominated in the first half and then go in at halftime, lick their wounds, and come out, and it's a different game. You got time to respond. This is what this is for. If you want to be a physical team, then there's no greater test than playing one of the most physical teams in the league. You go out there and you respond. So it'll be interesting what these meetings will be like tonight as they watch this film getting pushed around as grown-ass men. And then the coaches will challenge them, call them out, right? And say, well, what is your response? And that'll be
doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's it. Right? That's it.
We got no shot.
Here's the deal. You'll know after tomorrow's practice whether this team will be tough or not. Because you'll hear one thing, and one thing only from Mike McDaniel. We got pushed around the first day. I like the way our guys responded on day two. That's it. This is what this is for. So, good. I'm glad that everybody's looking at him like, oh, yeah. It's one thing to talk about being tough. It's nothing to be tough after you got punched in the mouth.
Yep.
So, we'll see.
Don't lose.
Take a break. Back with more for this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. New dial, new frequency, same old Dolphins. Jennifer, what do we have today for Rats All For Ship? You're muted, Jennifer.
What?
I said you're good. Now you're good.
Oh, okay. So first things first, we have Miss Taylor Swift on Travis Kelce's podcast tonight? New Heights.
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship because it feels impossible to avoid. So, I mean, you know, I guess I'm not rats off a ship, but I don't feel like we're going to get that anything that interesting out of it.
Why?
I just don't. I don't know. I feel like it's.
Think we already got all the news we had to get?
Think about this. She seems like a larger than life kind of person
mm-hmm.
in the world. Nobody else could get her to do this.
No.
So
she's never done this.
Never done it, right?
Never.
So that in itself. Now, will there be parameters? We don't know. But are you rats off a ship? Who knows what? No, I'm not rats off a ship because you have no idea what they're going to talk about, being that a month ago, everybody was talking about they broke up.
And by everyone, you mean
Frog
Marcos.
Boy. Yeah, Frog Boy said that.
Okay.
Frog Boy is going to be beside
literally
himself.
The only one.
Frog Boy is going to be beside himself with this. But all right. Well, I imagine, are you rats off a ship, Jennifer, on this?
Absolutely not. No.
No, these two aren't.
No. Brittany, rats off a ship?
Absolutely we can not. Keep it like, moving. What kind of question is that?
Why are those rats so graceful?
I know. We got some.
Oh, the rats.
Some tightrope rats.
I love them so much.
Okay. What's number two, Jennifer?
Apparently, scouts are ripping Kasparis. Yakushonis. Yeah. In Vegas, according to Barry Jackson.
You know, I got to tell you something. I saw this, and I'm not happy about it because. You know what I have to say to any scout that has something negative to say about Kasparis Yakuchonis? Kiss my ass. How about that? All right? Because Kasparis Yakuchonis is Lithuanian Luka. You're all going to eat your words one day with what this kid is going to be able to do for the Miami Heat. I don't know why he's drawn the ire of everybody. He's like the NBA Shador Sanders. This is ridiculous. Everything that he's done, he has been ripped left and right. They called his draft pick a D+. How? I don't know. He fell to 20. A lottery pick falls to 20, and that's a D in your mind? And then everybody's like, that was the worst summer league ever. It's like, he cooked everybody his first game in Vegas. Viva Las Vegas! No. He is the Shador Sanders of the NBA. And let me tell you something right now. I hope the apology is as loud as the disrespect for Kasparis Yakuchonis, because I'm tired of hearing negative stuff about my boy, Kasparis.
So in other words, you want them to keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy, dude. When he starts dropping triple doubles like it's going out of style, okay? I want the apology to be as loud as the disrespect. I don't know what this kid did that everybody seems to hate his guts, but I was reading that in Barry Jackson. Said, what's everybody's problem with Kasparis Yakuchonis?
You know what's amazing to me? That a lot of these people writing these articles have kids. And I would imagine they would be pretty upset if somebody went after their 20-something-year-old as far as how successful they're supposed to be at that point in their life, right? Do we not leave room for improvement? Like, where is he supposed to be in your expert eyes at this moment in his young NBA career?
Let me tell you something, Leroy. I've already seen it from him because this guy stunk up the joint when it came to the California Classic, which isn't real summer league, by the way. All right? But let me tell you something. When he stepped into Sin City and he went from Kasparis Yakuchonis to Kasparis Yakuchonis, let me tell you something, dude. He showed me something. What problem?
That scared me a little bit.
It was just a lot. It was
What's the problem?
Just the Spanish word.
Yeah,
this is
why.
This is why I can never agree.
Why, dude?
Because soon as I agree with you, you get froggy, and then you go there.
Minus
right?
One.
And usually precedes. Dude, and then you know all hell about to break loose.
I was ready for the dump button,
right? Like,
yeah, I was hovering.
Is that too much on the line, Kasparis Yakuchonis?
I feel like it might be.
It's I think it's again. The tone that you said it in that made me very scared. I don't know.
So here's the deal. I'm always going to have a problem when you take a college player or a player from another country that's played exactly 1 month in the NBA and start trashing him like he's been playing for 15 years. Right? Because contrary to popular belief, none of us were perfect at our job from the second we started. Just not. And so I tried to leave that same energy with young players that come to play their respective sports. There are certain things they have to learn. They have to learn how to play against grown men. You've been playing with children up to this point. You've been playing with guys who aren't going to be playing at your level. And I don't understand how people that follow the sport every day can understand that. They should understand it more than I do. You know, instead of, oh, D plus, this is a terrible pick. Like, oh, he has a skill set. We wonder if they can develop it or get it out of him. That's here to be seen. But other than that, to trash a guy after not even a real NBA game.
Ridiculous. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. That's why I'm rats off a ship. You?
I'm rats off a ship. Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Absolutely.
You rats know what I love? An apology as loud as the disrespect.
That's right.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Brittany?
I'm rats off a ship. Let me see it. Let me see it on the real NBA court. Let me see it.
I'm with you. Give us one more, Jennifer.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go again. Society is just confusing me more and more. Apparently, people are putting octopuses on their heads for TikTok. One of them ended up in a hospital putting it on his head and getting it in his eye.
Oh my
God. Offer 60 million views, by the way.
Wait, getting it in his eye?
Okay, an octopus has tentacles and Well, I mean, you were asking.
I mean, shouldn't that happen more often?
Picking up an octopus?
No, putting it on your head. You should get poked in the eye or something like that. So he got the
ink?
The ink in his eye?
I've got to say, I have no idea.
Octopuses get scared and they squirt ink.
It's a defense mechanism. They're wearing it like hair.
Octopus shoot ink, I believe, not just squids.
Oh, okay.
It's they put out a plume of ink.
They're all part of the same family.
It's kind of like a smoke bomb in the ocean.
Yeah.
How does that look outside?
I'm looking at videos, and this is absolutely ridiculous.
Of the guy putting the octopus on his head. Look, I'm rats off a ship. Don't put invertebrates on your head. All right, leave them alone.
Leave sea life alone. How about that?
You ain't got to tell me twice. You ain't got to tell me twice. When I see the rats jump in the water, I'm thinking maybe I ought to stay in the water just because. I stay on the boat, right? No need all of us being in trouble.
Jeez.
Look at that. No.
Jennifer, your rats?
I'm super rats off a ship. I would never do this.
Oh, but rats off a ship. If I had a choice.
Also, there was no
camera. Would I deal with an octopus on my head or go pet a shark?
Definitely petting a shark.
No.
Octopuses are strong, dude.
Octopuses
are scary, dude. They suffocate you.
He ain't gonna choke me out of the water.
I think he is. Yes. I think he's gonna.
Absolutely.
I think he's gonna choke
He'll
you out.
Stick to your face and suffocate
you.
You
really thought
it's like the Hoist Gracie of the ocean.
Yeah.
Wait. So you're telling me, Brittany, you are saying to me that if
Why
I put an
me?
Octopus
Everyone...
on my head, it would suffocate me and choke me out.
If he started to make his way down,
he's
your face...
out of the water though.
Yeah, what does it have to do
he's
with anything?
Strong.
It's even worse.
He's not strong out of the water.
I think he's strong
How
everywhere.
How are you to say that?
Yeah, I don't. I'm really
a marine biologist.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Pet a Shark. Look,
I'm fine.
Look, he's just dead legging it. See what I'm saying?
Man.
He's just dead legging it. Like, y'all making it sound like he going to be able to squeeze. He ain't got no water.
Yeah, but then he ended up in the hospital.
He said, what had happened was, is I put that octopus on my head, and he poked me in my eye, and I got the income. Like, no. But he not going to choke you out. An octopus is not going to choke you out.
I'm not saying
water.
Choke with his tentacles, but like if it makes its way down to your face and it suctions to your face, you're done for. You can't breathe. You're not going to be able to pull them off.
They're not suctioning. Oh, my goodness. Are you familiar with an octopus?
Are you familiar with an octopus?
Y'all making it sound like if I took him out of the water, he'd be just as...
I'm pretty sure, Leroy, like there's plenty of cases of octopus like getting out of their tanks and like being able to move it. Like they're very strong.
They're like what? They're literally all muscle. They're like snakes.
I refuse to ever see one.
Hold on. I'm not listening to you.
They're nothing
guys.
But cups and muscles, dude.
Or hold on. Or
I'm not gonna let you bro science this like your oblique explanation.
A large octopus can potentially suffocate someone out of the water by using its powerful tentacles and suction cups to restrict breathing.
Case sealed.
How about that?
Where are you reading that from?
Google.
Well, you know, you and Marcos got that raggedy.
I've always been correct. Thank you very much.
Minus
Marcos
one.
Marcos got a different Google Seth. Than all of us.
And if it's a blue-ringed octopus, it
that's poisonous.
Venomous bite.
Yeah,
that
but
can be fatal.
Blue-ringed octopus aren't very big. That can't suffocate you. Like they're the size of your hand, but they'll poison you.
Either way, it's fatal.
No, I'm just saying they won't suffocate you though.
So that guy had the octopus on his head. Why did he end up in jail?
He didn't end up in jail. He ended up in the hospital.
He
got
the
hospital.
What Google are you on?
Because the thing squirted ink into his eye. He got octopus pink eye.
He got ink in his eye?
Yeah.
So would he get pink eye?
I don't know.
That's what blind. You said.
Okay. I really wanted to say something.
How poisonous is the ink to humans?
I don't think the ink is poisonous. But the ink is not supposed to be in your eye.
Yeah,
dude.
Like let's try putting ink in your eye and see how it works out, Leroy.
It's like, if I squirted pen ink in your eyes, that's not good. Imagine octopus ink. I said pen ink, by the way. Pen ink.
It's a temporary irritation to eyes or skin, may stain clothing. It's not known to be toxic or pose a serious threat to human
health.
Yeah,
but your eyes! Anything that can go into your eyes can mess up your eyes.
JFig, you've gotten mascara in your eye before, right? Where your whole eye turns black. It's the worst feeling ever. You have to like flush out your eye.
I like how you're just like thinking you're gonna be like, windshield wipers, I'm good.
No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's how you're acting.
It's actually very irritating, too.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they're doing this dumb thing on TikTok, and they can't be harmed by it.
He's in the hospital.
He
literally ended up in the hospital.
You're calling the TikTok guy a fake?
Do you think that he just went to the hospital for fun and said,
let me lay down here real quick and take a video?
Even though I wouldn't put it past them?
Sometimes ignorance leads us to do things to be careful. And I would say this, if he got some ink in his eye, he probably didn't know enough about the octopus to know what to do, so he went to the hospital.
We got to take a break. We're abusing, we put an octopus on this clock.
It's you guys.
It's your fault. What are you, your ridiculous take? Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.